So Black River, the band that we're talking about today, formed 2 years ago. Can you tell us a little bit more about how this, you know, star musicians from Poland came together in this band?
Uh-huh, sure. We had a band called Neolithic long time ago, and we did a Neolithic record. And during the recording session, we changed most of the lineup, and actually the music changed a lot. And while we were listening to what we just recorded, we just decided to change the name. And since we changed the lineup anyway, so we just formed a new band, and that's how it happened. And yeah, the name is Black River, and that's where we started.
And most of you guys play, you know, I mean, heavier music. How did it happen then you ended up playing, like, heavy metal with rock influences?
Well, it's been in our blood for years. You know, we, some of us are in extreme metal bands, but at the same time, extreme metal is not the only music that we listen to, that we are interested in, and that we want to play. And this band is just the release of this little different kind of energy, rock and roll thing, and nothing like speed or extreme or death of black metal playing.
And how do you think that bands that, I mean, that now this band is starting to get recognition, how do you think they're going to take it when they see, oh, this guy is, wait a minute, what are they playing now?
I don't really care about that. Black River is that's a group of friends at first, and we just do what we like to do, and we always wanted to. So how do people take it? I don't know. If it helps with promoting the band, that they can see the labels, you know, the Behemoth, Dimmu Borgir, or whatever. That's a cool thing if it helps, but it's not meant to. It's not a, you know, superstar band formed in order to charm people with something new that we don't really understand. We just do it because we play in other bands and need some other exposure. It's not like that. It's however they take it, I don't mind. Hopefully we get some extreme metal fans into a little lighter stuff.
And with everybody in all kinds of different bands, how difficult is it to, like, schedule, you know, recording the album and all this stuff?
Well, it is difficult because I'm super busy with the I mean, I was until what happened now. You probably heard on Nurgle's illness. And plus, Darai has been busy with Dimmu and some other guys in the bands. Taff, the vocalist, used to be in another band too. So it's pain in the ass, but on the other side, we just used any free time that we had back in the days to record an album, to go on tours with Black River. And you probably heard about Black River vocalist. He's seriously sick too.
Yeah.
So with this band, we have a break also. It seems like there's some, I don't know, dark omen on this whole thing, you know. All the bands that I'm in, well, what can I do?
Yeah, and I mean, Black and Roll is the band's latest, released in 2009, but it's been released this year in the U.S. Can you tell us a little bit about the concept and the ideas behind this album?
Well, I'm just a stupid bass player, you know? That's the thing to talk with a vocalist or the mysterious person who wrote all the lyrics. No, I'm there to play rock and roll music, and that's one of these things that I don't really get into too much. And is there a concept behind this album? I don't think so. It's just straight rock and roll music.
And how do you guys, for example, sometimes you kind of hit the southern rock sound a little bit, But you guys, you know, come from a completely different country where it originated. How do you guys conceptualize and took the correct feeling to be able to transmit it in your own music?
Can you please repeat it? Just try to say it in a different word so I get it.
Oh, okay. That you guys have southern rock influences, but you're from, you know, a completely different country. How do you guys, you know, came up with this, or not came up, but how do you guys, you know, got the feeling to play this style of music?
Well, we didn't come up with anything. It just flows. It's the music that we play at the rehearsals with this band. There's nothing really planned here. It's just how it goes. For some reason, it seems that most of us are just strongly influenced by all this stoner rock or southern U.S. Rock bands, and it's nothing planned, you know. It's just happening. That's just how it is.
And how do people in Poland? I mean, we can't really imagine, since we're here in the U.S. How do people in Poland would react to, you know, this style of rock that originated from here? How do you guys see the people's reaction with your music?
There's so many bands like this in Europe also, and there's so many good bands here, and people are coming to the shows. People react really well. There's a lot of straight metal fans at the shows, but there's some people who normally listen to lighter music too, and the reactions and the turnout has been just great for us, and we're actually surprised with how many people were coming to the shows. So it seems that even if it's originated in the U.S., there's so many southern rock fans in Europe as well.
And what are you guys' plans with the band itself? Like you said, you're busy with Behemoth. Everybody else is busy with doing their own thing. But where do you guys see the band going in the next few years?
First thing for us is waiting for vocalist recovery, and it's probably going to take some time. I don't know, months, maybe half year. I don't know. We'll see. As soon as it happens, we'll be rescheduling some tours, because we canceled quite a few of them. As soon as everything becomes possible for us, we just start acting. But for now, the plan is to wait till he gets back. You know, we cannot do anything without this guy. We're thinking about replacing him, but I don't think it's gonna happen.
So it's more about, you know, the whole family of musicians than actually, you know, jumping the gun and trying to get the name of the band out there then?
It depends. I don't really know how to answer this question. This band is a completely different thing than all the other bands that I play in, and that's a family of friends. That's a group of people who like each other, and they're not really thinking about working with anybody else and changing any members of the band. So we're just waiting for it tough, and then we're gonna proceed. You know, that's how it goes.
Yeah. And what do you think that it took pretty much a year for this album to be, you know, released in the U.S. since Mystic put it out in 2009 in Europe?
Well, we were looking for a label for a long time. With the first album, we were sending it out to anybody in the world, and we always heard the answer no. And this time we agreed to give it to Mystic Production in Poland, and they sent it out, and they worked out the deal, which is great for us, because we always wanted to have the album released outside of Poland. That's how it happened, but it's a little weird that we were not able to sign a deal back in the days, but at the same time, there's so many better bands without the deal so it's understandable. I'm glad it happened finally, and hopefully we'll be able to go on tour in U.S. at some point.
And just from the press reactions, that I don't know if you read any, how do you feel that the U.S. is receiving this album?
I've read a lot of them, and most of them are really positive. There's some saying a lot of shit about us that I actually agree with sometimes. It's been a good response, I think. And as for the debut album in the U.S., it's been just great opinions, I think. So I'm just happy this album's released in U.S., you know, and all these people writing the reviews and talking about it and talking to us about it, that's a great thing to see. And even if some of the opinions are not the best ones ever, it's good to respect the critics and read what they have to say.
And how do you guys, for example, you personally take, you know, criticism for somebody that you might not, I mean, you're not sure of their credentials when reviewing music?
Well, there's, I don't really take it personally. And I'm just a little disappointed sometimes with people who are trying to go into technical details of the music too much, because that's the thing that they don't really know, and they write about it a lot. But if it's all about the taste of the music, I like to read it, because it's something that I can learn from. And even if the criticism if the opinions are bad, I'm just trying to treat it as something that I can learn from.
And, just to change a little bit to the side, you guys also recorded a video clip for this album, for the song Lucky in Hell. Can you tell us about the experience of doing that? How different was it from, you know, recording the video clips?
I wasn't even there, you know. I was on tour with Behemoth when they were doing this. I was just on the phone with the guys during shooting, and it turned out really well, I think. I was trying to get into the concept of the video and talk to Kai, idea was the whole video thing. He was trying to tell me something, but I didn't really get it. But I like the video, and the actress, the girl that's in here, she got a lot of exposure after this video, and she was nominated to some Polish Video Clip Award after it, so that's a good thing.
And how do you feel that whenever you're like recording and doing stuff with Black River is, you know, different from doing stuff with Behemoth?
It's very different. Behemoth is, that's like the regular job kind of thing. It's stressful, there's a lot of work, there's a tight schedule and everything. If we rehearse in order to do an album, it's like people going to work. We start every day at 10, we play until 6 or 8 p.m. That's how we work with creating the albums. With Black River, that's a different story. It's just no stress kind of thing. And whenever we have time, we can meet up, we can have some beers, we can have some whatever. We can just jam and play, and whatever turns out, we either take it or not, and nobody can do any stress here in this band. So working with this one is just fun.
And do you ever envision it, you know, becoming something like Behemoth also, that you will be this will be your second job and it will be stressful again? Or you guys want to keep it, you know, simple?
We're trying to keep it simple. let's see how it goes. You know, there's so many question marks now with this whole situation with these two bands, with Behemoth and Black River. So I don't really know how it's going to be. I don't want to judge anything.
And, well, just to kind of maybe close it up, is there anything else that you want to add to the, you know, North American people that are getting into Black River's catchy music?
Well, I always have a problem with this kind of question now. Just go to the store and get this album, listen to some good rock and roll music from Poland. That's all I can tell, you know, that the extreme metal is not the only thing we can do.
And are there any other similar bands that you will, you know, like to maybe recommend to people that are, you know...
In Poland?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few. The band that comes to my mind first is the one called Corruption.
Oh, yeah.
it's been around for, I don't know, 20 years or something. And that's a good stoner band. What else is there in Poland? Well, nothing good comes to my mind. But I would suggest this one, Corruption. Yeah, very good one.
Okay.